of Faith Netcast, and I want to welcome you once again to the Word of Faith Netcast. And this is a very special edition of the Word of Faith Netcast. We haven't had one in quite some time, and I want to catch you up on a few things that's happening here at the ministry. I know in the last Netcast we said we would conclude our message on the Gospel of Peace, and we've done that in a rather unusual way. That I trust you will find a blessing to you, and that is, we actually taught that message again. So what you heard in the last Netcast, as well as the conclusion of the message, and that message is available on the website. Now, mentioning the website brings me to what I wanted to do in this particular Netcast, and that is catch you up on some news about what's going on with the ministry. We have launched a brand new website. Now, it's the same address, wfm.org, which, of course, stands for Word of Faith Ministries. That's our name of our ministry. So wfm.org, you'll see it there on the lower third of your screen. I'd encourage you to go to that website. You say, well, Dr. Bill, you've had a website since the early days of the Internet for Word of Faith Ministries. Well, that's true, and it's changed over the years, believe me. But we have now changed the website into a database-driven website using WordPress software. Now, that may not mean anything to you that aren't technical. Some of you that are computer technical folks that know about these web technologies, you know what that means. Basically, the bottom line is it gives us a lot more capability with the website to do a whole lot more with Word of Faith Ministries website. So I'd encourage you to go check it out. And right now, I want to do a little overview, I guess you'd say, of the new website by way of video. So let's go to that.
All right, I wanted to do a quick tour of our new website. We have taken the old website contents and translated them over into a WordPress format, which is a database-driven system. So it's a little bit different, but it'll give us some new capabilities that I think as time goes by you'll see some of the benefits. First thing I wanted to show you is the new bar here at the top that is basically a toolbar that allows you to go to different parts of the site. The one that I wanted to point out to you initially is this ministry history button, because that will take you to a page that will show you our archived video newscast, our articles, and our print newsletters, as well as other things from the history of the ministry, as the name would point out. But the print newsletter archive, I think, might be of interest to some of you. If you go back to, let's say, June of 1982, these were all newsletters that were actually mailed out of the ministry at that time. You can see the June 1982 print edition, and this is the cover of the newsletter, and this is the article from that newsletter on attitude. And so as you scroll up and down, which is what I'm doing here, you can read that article, and then go back to the home page. And from here, you can see that we also have some other features that I think will be a blessing to you. That's the search bar, for instance, over here. That allows you to search not only the site. You'll notice it says search Word of Faith websites. This will search the entire contents not only of this website, but also of our Speak Faith Project site and the blog that I write called Hyper Faith. So that allows you from one search engine to search all of our Word of Faith ministry websites, which is really kind of neat. The other thing you can do is you notice right up here in the corner we have an image of our Word of Faith video netcast. If you click on that, like I just did, you'll see that it takes you to the Speak Faith TV network site. And we'll go ahead and close that. But that way you can watch our netcasts. And you also can go down here and click on things like the Get to Know Us area, the streaming audio. From the streaming audio, you can actually choose to listen to the netcast, listen to our daily radio broadcast, or we even now have started messages here. Let me click on that one because that one I think you'll find really interesting. you notice the classic healing series 1 through 6 that we have here actually go all the way back to March through April of 1982. So we have remastered some of those teachings and have them available. And then a more recent one from the 12th of April of this year on the Gospel of Peace we have as well. So let me close that out and take us back where we started here. We have categories for our articles, Christian resources and teaching articles. And then we have the recent posts. Now you'll want to kind of keep watching this area of the website, so be sure to scroll down and check this out, because as we do new articles, this is where they're going to show up. This is one, as a matter of fact, that I just wrote called Real Faith Comes from Relationships. So if I click on that, then it will take you to that article, and you can read that whole article. I'd really encourage you to do that because it is, you know, one of the more recent ones that I wrote. But you can listen to our netcast, our broadcast, our teaching messages, everything from this new website. So I'm really excited about some of the new options we have. And also, this entire website now is available several ways. I wrote an article here recently on the fact that the website is now enabled for mobile phones. So if you have a smartphone like a BlackBerry or an iPhone, some kind of mobile phone, the Word of Faith Ministries website is actually formatted when you use your phone for the phone. So that's pretty neat. We're kind of jumping right into the future there, because handheld devices are going to be really important as we go into some of the new areas in technology. The other thing we have is an article on, and this is something I wanted to really point out, how to subscribe to our ministry RSS feeds. Now, don't let that technical term throw you. RSS is really simple syndication, and that's what it stands for. But the bottom line is that all of this content is available in the form of a feed that you can use to read things within the site. And they're provided to you in the form of a news feed. Now, there are several free readers that you can use to read these feeds. One that I like is Google Reader. You can read it right through your web browser. Another one that installs locally on your PC is Juice Receiver. So those are the two that I mentioned that are available. And then as you scroll down and read this article, you'll see a list of our ministry RSS feeds. We have the video netcast, the broadcast, which is audio, our teaching messages, which I mentioned a little while ago, the Hyperfaith Extreme Faith blog, and then this very website itself is available as a feed. So all of those can be set to be subscribed to, so that whenever we write a new article, it'll come into your newsreader and you can read the very latest article. So some neat things. If you're familiar with some of this technology, it's old news to you. If not, I'd encourage you to read this article here at the website and find out how to subscribe to our feed, so that you'll be right up to date with what's happening with Word of Faith Ministries. Now, I trust you enjoyed that and that you saw some of the benefits of the new website. I encourage you to go check it out and also to just spread the word about it. Tell folks about the website. That's the best way that we can get the word out about the Word of Faith Ministries website. Now, let me catch up on a few other important things that are happening here at Word of Faith Ministries. As you know, I've been believing God for my back to be healed, and I just want to report, praise God, I've got the manifestation. I even this afternoon went bowling. So, praise the Lord. That's exciting. I didn't do very well. I won't tell you what I scored, but at least I was able to get out there and bowl. And for me, that was a very freeing experience, because I am healed. I can sit here and not be in pain. I can go to work every day like I need to. Praise the Lord. And I want to just thank you for all of you that have been praying for me during this time to believe for me to receive my healing. That's just been a blessing. You really don't know how much of a blessing that's been unless you've been in a similar circumstance and know what a joy it is to be able to do what you
could not do before. Praise God. So I'm rejoicing in that, and I trust you'll just join me in praising God for my healing, because it's good to be well. Praise God. Amen. See, that's the thing. God is a God of miracles. He's a God of healing. He introduced himself, his first covenant name that he introduced himself as was Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. So praise God. He is the healer. He's still the healer. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And so praise God, he's still in the healing business. Amen. Amen. So I just want to thank God for my healing and rejoice in that. So many things have been happening. Word of Faith Radio is just going. Praise God. I'm excited about what's happened there. We had the Word of Faith Radio fellowship dinner and fundraising dinner, and $1,500 was raised for Word of Faith Radio. So there's some exciting things coming from Word of Faith Radio in very, very recent, soon to come days, I should say. So stay tuned for that. There's some neat things happening. One of my favorite ministers is going to be on Word of Faith Radio, and that is Pastor Mark Brzee from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Brother Mark is one of the early graduates of Rhema Bible Training Center. Brother Kenneth Hagin's wonderful Bible Training Center there. And I didn't get to go to Rhema, praise God. But I tell you what, I've had people say, "You mean, Dr. Bill, you didn't go to Rhema?" I wish I had been able to and could have, but unfortunately it didn't work out. By the time Rhema began, I was already in the ministry and had full-time ministry going on at the time. And so I wasn't able to attend. I had things happening there. But praise God, my pastor, Pastor Ed Taylor, went to Rhema. And as a matter of fact, he was at Rhema during the time that I went down to Tulsa and was in on the School of Health seminar at Faith Christian Fellowship, Buddy Harrison's church, and went to some of the meetings there at the Rhema Bible Training Center at that time, and awesome meetings in August of 1981, I believe it was, time frame. Oh my, those were good meetings. Anyway, I digress a bit, but praise God, whew, I'll never forget some of the things that happened during those particular meetings. And little did I know that my future pastor was there attending Rhema at the time. And what makes it even more amazing is, even though he and I didn't know each other at the time, he had listened to me on the Greenville, North Carolina radio station that I was on. I was right between Brother Hagin and Brother Copeland's program, teaching the Word of God, praise the Lord, and he actually heard my ministry way back then, right after he got born again. And later on when I met him, he said, "Wait a minute, are you that Bill Bailey?" And come to find out, he'd been listening to me teach the Word, those long years ago, before I met him in 1988. So praise the Lord. It's just been a blessing. And, of course, I've been at Faith and Victory Church, Pastor Taylor's church there, since 1988. Have been there consistently, and I tell you what, let me tell you, while I got you, let me tell you, you need to listen to Pastor Ed Taylor's message from Sunday morning. Now, I'm recording this Sunday evening, of May the, what is today, the 24th, I believe. So I want you, 24th, at any rate, point is, Sunday morning's message, you need to go click on and listen to on the Faith and Victory Church website, fvc.org. Pastor Ed was teaching about faithfulness, and he was teaching about, basically he's been teaching on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. But in the process, the Lord got him off on this rabbit trail, talking about being faithful and being consistent and doing what God told you to do. Whatever the last thing the Lord told you to do, unless he tells you to quit doing it, keep doing it, praise God. And he had some good things to say, and I just encourage you to go check out that message. It's a tremendous message. But anyway, so I'm kind of jazzed, amen? I got to hear that message this morning, and I'm getting to talk to you here this evening, and got a lot of things happening, Word of Faith, in the website, and Word of Faith Radio, and there's even more good things coming, Word of Faith Radio, down the road. I'd love to be able to get into all of it, but I can't because some of it's kind of still in the works, praise God. So hang in there and be listening for what's going to be happening in Word of Faith Radio. The other thing that I want to mention, I don't want to forget this, is Speak Faith TV. I have had some awesome emails of people that are saying, Dr. Bill, have you got the money yet to buy that software to have SpeakFaith.tv, because they're excited about the potential of SpeakFaith.tv. And I agree, it's exciting stuff. And no, we don't have all the finances yet, but I did find out that it's going to cost us less than I thought it was going to cost us, because as a nonprofit organization, the company that makes the software has a special deal for folks that are nonprofit organizations. So praise God, it's not going to cost the $995 I thought it was going to cost. It's actually going to cost about $675 or $95, just under $700. So less money is going to be required to buy that software. And once we do, we'll be able to preach the Word of God over Internet television, Internet Protocol television, IPTV, consistently and with many more listeners than can and viewers than can watch right now. Right now, there's a 10-person limit on the number that can watch at any particular point in time. Now, you know, consecutively, a whole lot of people could watch it at different times. But if over those 10 people hit, it's going to basically put up a message that says, I'm sorry, you've exceeded the license. So the software is installed, as you can see, at speakfaith.tv. It's right there on the lower third again. Check it out. You can go see what the potential is, and that's the reason I wanted to put it out there, because sometimes you got to paint the vision. Sometimes it says, you know, the Word of God says, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Amen? And so what you have to do sometimes is paint that vision and let people see it. Well, the best way I know to do from a technological point of view is put it out there so you can see it, and then we can go ahead and buy that software and be able to have more than 10 people at a time be able to view it. And there's some other things we're going to be doing with that. Whew, I tell you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. There's a lot going on. Now, as I am teaching this, we're in the last week of Brother Randall Greer's 3 weeks of glory meetings down in Aberdeen, North Carolina, that are being aired every night at 7:15 on WFR.org. So avail yourselves of that. We've had record numbers of people that have been tuning in to listen to the messages on Word of Faith Radio from Reverend Randall Greer. And I tell you what, Brother Greer is teaching some things you need to know, because this year, if you'll listen to his messages and hear what he's saying, this year is a year of decision. This is the year that you need to make the decision whether you're going to go on with God and go strong, all out, praise God, just throw caution to the wind and go for God, or whether or not you're going to pull back and be an old mealy mouth, you know, Church of the Frigidaire kind of Christian. You don't want to be that, praise God. You want to get in there and just be all out for God. I know you. Amen. If you're listening to this netcast, you're one of those turned on folks that wants to do what God's doing here in the earth. Amen. Now, another thing I want to mention about the website. Boy, I'm just bouncing all over the place, but I'm excited. We've got a new article on the website called, let's see if I can remember the exact title. It is, Relationship Develops True Faith, or True Faith Comes from Relationship, something along those lines. Go to the website, check it out. Amen. You can tell this isn't scripted. I'm just sharing some things from my heart for you on this netcast today. But go check out that article, because it's a couple neat things about this article. First of all, it's a new article, and it's got a good message for you. Second thing is, for you techno folks out there, this is the first article that I've ever written using Dragon Naturally Speaking, which is software that you can put on your computer and speak, and it will type out what you're speaking. I tell you, it's like being on Star Trek. You talk to the computer, and the computer just types out what you're saying. My goodness, that's just neat stuff. Now, I've had older versions of it, but this is the newest version, version 10. And I'm telling you, it's working great. And I was able to sit there and actually dictate an article. And this article is out on the website right now. Go check it out. Be blessed by that. Be blessed by the Word of God, not just the technology. But you know me, I'm a techno kind of guy. I enjoy that kind of stuff. So I enjoyed using the software, doing the article. And the great thing is, it's going to provide me the opportunity to write more articles more often, because as you can tell, with everything we got going on, whoo, I tell you, it's hard to get it all done. But I tell you what, I'd rather be doing this for God. I'd rather be just pouring myself into all of this to get the word out there and get it to you and get it out there on the internet than anything else. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, it's been a shotgun kind of message here of updating you on some of these things from the ministry. But we've had a lot of updates because it's been a while since we've had a netcast. But I tell you what, you need to be praying for Word of Faith Ministries, Word of Faith Radio, SpeakFaith.tv. And if God speaks to you about getting involved with SpeakFaith.tv and contributing toward that, there's a button right on the website that you can click and you can donate to that project, and that would just be a tremendous blessing. Now, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. My address is 5213 P.O. Box 5213 High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address. Always faster to write me via email, but if you want to use snail mail, the old style mail, you can. But of course, email would be Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us next time, and remember until next time to fulfill the Word of God.